on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The Scott Peterson case. It's getting some traction in a courtroom. You may not have heard about this. I was kind of surprised. No one's talking about this yet. So we shall. In San Mateo County in California, a single judge's order has quietly revived one of the most polarizing murder cases in modern American history. There were no cameras rolling when it happened. No gasps from a courtroom gallery. Just a few lines of procedural language filed into the record. What's going on? It could be the beginning of something quite big, actually. Judge Stephen M. Hill, directing prosecutors to submit an informal response by November 20th to a new habeas corpus petition filed on behalf of Scott Peterson. What does all of this mean? We're going to go through that, okay? And if you have your opinions of Scott Peterson, based on all those years ago, based on what we heard, based on what Nancy Grace was screaming about, all of it. It looks pretty bad, admittedly. And for the longest time, I was pretty well dead set that Scott Peterson did this. I still kind of am. But I am saying, and hear me out on this, when you hear about the new evidence that was not admitted during the trial, it's worth a second look. Because if justice is our goal here, if we really truly want to make sure that the right person is locked away and someone didn't get away with murder, and our interest is truly that, not just reaffirming our own previous beliefs so we feel good about ourselves, then it's worth looking at this. Because it's not about feeling good about what you once thought. It's about getting to the truth. Press subscribe if you agree, and also please let me know your thoughts in the comments, especially on YouTube. Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi is our channel. If you're not there already, search it, and please do. Give me your thoughts as we work through this. And thoughts, meaning not just, he's guilty, he's innocent, like, process this a little bit. For those who lived through the early 2000s, the media storm surrounding Peterson's trial, it's still carries a gravitational pull, the name Scott Peterson. A shorthand basically for deceit, tragedy, and public obsession. To others, it's a story that never sat entirely right. Now, more than two decades after his conviction, the Los Angeles Innocence Project has stepped in, asking the court to take another look at the evidence, the process, and the lingering questions that has haunted this case from the beginning. Are we absolutely sure we got it right? You're like, Tony, well, based on that evidence, I mean, how could he not have done it? I agree. Based on what we saw in that courtroom back then, yeah, it looks pretty damning. But what if I told you that evidence and some of those conclusions that were drawn from the evidence were not accurate? Yeah, science kind of sucks sometimes, doesn't it? Especially when it's wrong. No one's claiming to have the answer. Not the defense, not the state, not the judge. But for the first time in years, the system is being forced to look again. Scott Peterson has spent the last 23 Christmases behind bars for the murders of his wife, Lacey, and their unborn son, Connor. And Scott's a pretty shitty dude, no matter how you look at it. He just is. I mean, but again, you can't convict someone on being a philandering cheater for murder. One can say, yes, you can. Yes, but at the cost of letting a true murderer go away if he didn't do this. So what's more important to you? Again, we always mix our feelings into this stuff. And we want to be right. And a lot of us have been scorned at one point or time in our lives by a significant other. And Scott Peterson just feels like the cathartic yeah that many people wanted at a certain point in their lives. I get it. But again, at what cost? The cost of letting an actual murderer go free and let it sit on the easy target of the husband? Again, I'm not saying he didn't do it. Again, look at the evidence, and here we go. The image of Lacey's smiling face, the missing person posters that turned into candlelight vigils, the search boats combing San Francisco Bay, all of it became part of a national memory when this stuff took place. Before social media, before iPhones, before all this stuff, she vanished on Christmas Eve of 2002, 8 months pregnant, gone without a trace. Peterson told police he'd gone fishing alone that morning in his newly purchased aluminum boat. When he came home, Lacey wasn't there. Their dog, Mackenzie, was found wandering the neighborhood with a leash still attached. At first, police treated it like a missing persons case, but suspicion moved fast, accelerated by inconsistencies, lies, and a media circus that seemed to know where it wanted to land. The affair with Amber Fry became front page news. His behavior after Lacey's disappearance, calm, evasive, detached, read to many as cold-blooded guilt. And when her remains were discovered months later, not far from the same bay where Peterson said he'd been fishing, public opinion was pretty much sealed. No murder weapon, no eyewitness, but prosecutors wove a tight circumstantial case built on deception, motive, and geography. They told jurors Peterson killed his wife at home, disposed of her body from the boat, and lied his way through the aftermath. In 2004, a Redwood City jury agreed. First-degree murder for Lacey, second-degree for Connor. It was quite a sentence. He was sentenced to death. The conviction survived countless appeals, but the death sentence, it did not. In 2020, the California Supreme Court overturned that portion of the verdict, citing juror selection errors. And in 2021, he was resentenced to life without parole. A quieter end, but still an end. Or so it seemed. This past August, the Los Angeles Innocence Project, the same nonprofit responsible for exonerations through post-conviction DNA testing, filed a massive 300-page habeas petition in San Mateo County Superior Court. The filing doesn't claim that Peterson is innocent. It claims that there are serious, unresolved questions that warrant a second look. At the center of it, 14 separate claims, each aimed at what the defense says are cracks in the state's case. Some of those claims revisit familiar points, but with new evidence or context attached. Okay. Witnesses who reported seeing a pregnant woman walking a dog near Dry Creek Park on Christmas Eve after the state's alleged time of death. Yeah, what happened to those? Oh, they didn't want them in the first case. So they didn't get there. Didn't fit the narrative. A burglary that happened across the street the same morning involving suspects whose leads, the defense argues, were dropped way too quickly. Questions about the physical evidence, duct tape found with Lacey's remains that was never fully tested for DNA, fibers that might connect to other scenes, stains on the Petersons on a mattress, later tested negative for human blood. There are chain of custody issues too, items lost or mishandled over time, like a wristwatch the defense says could have helped verify or challenge the prosecution's timeline. Kind of a big deal. She had a watch, very specific watch, showed up in a pawn shop after she disappeared. Well, was Scott out there pawning her stuff, thinking, I'm going to make a couple bucks and hope I don't get caught at this one, just to... It's odd. There are renewed questions about a juror's impartiality, an issue that's been litigated before but is being reviewed now with added affidavits. And there's the boat. The prosecution's original theory rested heavily on that aluminum fishing boat, the idea that Peterson loaded his wife's body aboard, motored out into San Francisco Bay, and dumped her weighted-down body with handmade concrete anchors. The new petition challenges the physics of that theory, citing reenactments and tests that suggest the boat may not have been stable enough to hold that kind of weight without capsizing. There are also new conspiracy theories that the defense claims formally submitted under California's habeas rules and awaiting the state's rebuttal. Each one could be true or half true or completely irrelevant. That's what the next round of filings will determine. Judge Hill's order isn't a judgment. It's a sign that the court considers a petition substantial enough to merit a formal response. That alone is rare. Most habeas petitions never make it past the clerk's desk. But there's a lot in here. The prosecution, led once again by the same district attorney, Bridget Flegger, now faces a November 20th deadline to explain why none of these 14 claims deserve a hearing. This is how it works. It's ping pong, basically. Here's our 14 points. It's not argue them. It's tell me why you've already argued them and why it's already basically settled science or settled arguments. Some of these don't have answers. Once it's filed, Peterson's defense team has 15 days to respond. After that, the judge can either deny the petition outright or issue an order to show cause, which would open the doors to evidentiary hearings, witnesses, testing, new testimony, the works. If the court denies it all, the case remains closed, save another round for appeals. If even one claim survives, it could put the entire case back into court. And for Peterson, that possibility means something to cling to. For Lacey's family, it means reliving the worst moments of their lives all over again. And that's where the story lives right now. In the impossible space between grief and doubt, between what we think we know and what might still be missing. Taryn Rocha, Lacey's mother, has been steadfast. She's never wavered from her belief that the right man was convicted. She said repeatedly that she doesn't want to hear his name again in a courtroom, doesn't want to reopen old wounds. She believes in the verdict, in the process, and the work that's already been done. For her, this petition is not progress, it is pain. And I'm sure it is. But again, there's some very questionable facts in this. And if you really want to dive into the details of it, if you're not fairly convinced by this piece is more so, let's get your interest here. If you're interested and you want to know more, we got videos for that. Look back in our channel for a conversation I had with Bob Mata about Scott Peterson. Just search Bob Mata, Scott Peterson on our channel. You'll find it. It's a few weeks back. We go into the details of this. We break down all of the filing. And look, by the end of that, by the end of us going through it, I was even far more convinced at the end of the day that, yeah, if nothing else, this deserves a second look. There's a lot in here. You have eyewitness accounts of people seeing Lacey when she would not have been seen, if the original timeline stands up. You have places where the timeline literally is bent by the investigators, by the prosecutors, to fit their narrative. Clearly bent. Okay, can you account for it? Can you account for the bending of some of these pieces of the timeline? And it's not just being because it fits your narrative better? You have one of the burglars from across the street in a sworn affidavit saying a woman, pregnant woman with a dog matching Lacey's description did approach them while they were robbing the house. And there was multiple people that were robbing that house. For one to say, yeah, this happened, we saw her. I don't know anything more beyond that. It's not a far cry to say that maybe one of those multiple people really didn't want to get caught and took matters into their own hands, not telling the other burglars either. Then you have a burned out van down the way. Looks like there might be blood on a mattress in the back of the van. We don't test that. And a lot of interviews with witnesses and neighbors and people that were never taken into consideration in this case. All of them contradicting the official story. Not because they have anything to gain or lose. It's because they're stating fact. And sometimes that doesn't work well with a prosecutor's story, especially when you get everybody behind you. You don't really want to backtrack at some point and say, in the whole narrative we've been talking about, we were wrong. No. Has that ever happened? I can't think of it ever happening. Peterson's family, on the other hand, sees it as overdue. They've spent two decades insisting that the state got it wrong, that police focused too narrowly, dismissed alternative suspects, and let the media convict their son long before trial. They fought quietly without the press that once defined this case, waiting for a chance like this. Both families are exhausted. Both live in different versions of the same purgatory. The Los Angeles Innocence Project sits in the middle, a team of attorneys, investigators, and forensic specialists known for caution. They don't take cases to chase headlines. They take them when the evidence file still has questions that are worth answering. The lead attorney, Deidre O'Connor, has emphasized that this petition isn't about absolution. It's about process. It's about whether every piece of available science has been applied, every potential witness properly vetted, every disclosure made. The project's track record includes many exonerations and confirmations alike. Sometimes a second look does prove innocent. Sometimes it proves the original verdict was right. The value is in the examination itself. And that's the point here, not to decide guilt or innocence, but to ensure the system did its job with the clarity and rigor that justice demands. For the public, the name Scott Peterson still provokes instinctive reactions. For some, he'll always be the man who murdered his pregnant wife and lied about it on national television. For others, he's the guy who might have been swallowed by a narrative too powerful to resist. Both versions exist simultaneously. Depending on where you stand, the truth may not be clean enough to satisfy either side. What's undeniable is that the original case was built on perception as much as proof. Jurors heard about his affair, about the lies, about the cold demeanor. They didn't hear a confession. They didn't see a weapon. They were asked to connect dots, and they did. But with every passing year, science evolves. DNA testing improves. Data handling gets more precise. Witness accounts can be reevaluated, sometimes supported, sometimes debunked. Habeas corpus exists for that exact reason, to make sure finality never outruns accuracy. And that's what makes the November 20th deadline is significant. It's not just another date in an old case. It's a test of whether the system will still be willing to question itself. If Judge Hill grants hearings, this won't be a retrial. It'll be an audit, the first step, an opportunity to ask, did we get this right? It'll be lawyers and experts sitting in a courtroom 23 years later comparing then and now, revisiting every anchor, every fiber, every timeline. If the court denies it all, then the record remains intact and the story stays frozen exactly where it's been since 2004. Either way, the same truth remains. No one outside that courtroom truly knows what happened in that Modesto home on Christmas Eve. We know that Lacey Peterson was loved and that she's gone, that a family was destroyed. We know her husband sits in prison, convicted, appealing, still. We know that he was a cheater, philanderer, really a shitty dude. We know that two decades later, a new generation of lawyers and scientists think the case deserves one more look. It doesn't mean Scott Peterson is innocent. It means the system isn't done making sure. Maybe that's the most important thing about this entire chapter. Not that it will change the outcome, but that it shows the machinery of justice hasn't completely calcified into certainty. That after all the noise, the trials, the talk shows, the documentaries, there's still space left for doubt. Not as weakness, but as a form of integrity. Lacey's family deserves closure that feels unshakable. Peterson's family deserves a process that feels complete. And the rest of us deserve a system willing to pause long enough to check its own work. That's what this is, a pause, a recalibration, a long-delayed act of due diligence. When Judge Hill sits down to read the state's response later this month, he'll be holding more than 300 pages of legal argument, two decades of grief, conviction, and lingering uncertainty bound together in one heavy stack. The question here really isn't answering, isn't it about guilt or innocence? It's about confidence. Can California still say beyond a reasonable doubt that it got this one right? We don't know. And that's exactly why this matters. Because 23 years later, the tide in this story still hasn't gone out. It keeps coming back, sometimes gentle, sometimes forceful, but always insistent. Asking the same question the rest of us should never stop asking. Are we sure? Give me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. There's a lot here. There really is a lot here. If you choose to dig, you choose to just look a little bit into this, I would say this certainly deserves a second look. Because there's a high possibility, in my opinion, that the wrong guy is behind bars. Doesn't wipe away he's a shitty dude. It's kind of like Alec Murdaugh in some ways, too. Shitty dude. But the crimes over here don't mean he automatically committed this crime over here. Beyond a reasonable doubt. A lot of questions. A lot of questions and a lot of things that just simply don't seem to add up very well. And very bad police work. When you mix that into the equation, it's hard to truly connect the dots with any sort of certainty, because the basis to which you're building on is corrupted. And there's a lot of shitty police work in this story. There is. Give me your thoughts in the comments section. I'd be very interested to hear it. Hit subscribe while you're at it. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.